Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss enlightenment. Now what was the enlightenment or the age of enlightenment? Now pehle to timeline jaan lete hain. Broadly speaking, beginning with the glorious revolution that took place in 1688 till the French Revolution which happened in 1789, that period is called the age of enlightenment. And the age of enlightenment represents a phase in the intellectual history of Europe which was inspired by the belief in the possibility of a better world. And in England, it is sometimes also referred to as the Age of Reason. The Enlightenment is also referred to as the Age of Reason in England. And this period was characterized by a profound faith in the powers of human reason. That is why it is called Age of Reason. Okay, so it was characterized by a profound faith in the powers of human reason and a devotion to clarity of thought, to harmony, proportion and balance. Now, uske baad sawal uthta hai that what actually led to the Enlightenment? Why did it happen in the first place? See, the roots of the Enlightenment can be found in the humanism of the Renaissance with its emphasis on the study of classical literature and the Protestant Reformation with its antipathy or opposition to religious dogma. That was another reason. And along with this, there was the scientific revolution that was taking place. Because the scientific revolution was somewhat complementary. The complementary rational and empirical methods of discovering truth, which was introduced by the scientific revolution, this further fueled the age of reason or the age of enlightenment. And it was thought during the enlightenment that human reasoning could discover truths about the world, about religion, about politics, and could be used to improve the lives of humankind. And skepticism about received wisdom was another important idea. Skepticism about earlier ideas. So everything was to be subjected to testing and rational analysis. Then other ideas of enlightenment were emphasis on religious toleration or tolerance and the idea that individuals should be free from any kind of compulsion or coercion in their personal lives and they should have the freedom of conscience. And there is a famous German philosopher called Jürgen Habermas. He says that the Enlightenment was facilitated by the creation of quote-unquote bourgeois public sphere. Okay, quote-unquote bourgeois public sphere. Now, what was the bourgeois public sphere? Basically, new forms of urban sociability. Means places where people can socialize. For example, coffee houses, debating societies, saloons. These places facilitated open discussion of ideas and there was also a revolution in print culture. More and more books were being printed. Now, after this, there is a very famous essay by Immanuel Kant called An Answer to the Question, What is Enlightenment? Okay, this is the title of his essay. An Answer to the Question, What is Enlightenment? And Immanuel Kant wrote this essay. And who was Immanuel Kant? He was a German philosopher, very famous German philosopher, living between 1724 to 1804. These are his dates. And the first paragraph of this essay is often quoted to describe what exactly the Enlightenment was. And in this essay, Immanuel Kant uses this famous phrase called sapere aude. Okay, S-A-P-E-R-E, sapere aude, A-U-D-E. And literally in English, it means dare to know. Okay, dare to know. And let me read out the first paragraph of this essay. Quote, enlightenment is man's emergence from his self-incurred immaturity. Immaturity is the ability to use one's own understanding without the guidance of another. This immaturity is self-incurred if its cause is not lack of understanding, but lack of resolution and courage to use it without the guidance of another. The motto of the enlightenment is therefore sapere aude. Have courage to use your own understanding. Unquote. So this is a beautiful paragraph written by Immanuel Kant in his essay, an answer to the question, what is enlightenment? Now after that you should know who are the important theoreticians or philosophers or scholars associated with the enlightenment. In Germany, as I said, Immanuel Kant. In France, Voltaire is there. After that, Denis Diderot. Okay, Denis Diderot is there. Then Jean-Jacques Rousseau, very famous. Then in Great Britain, philosophers like John Locke, Isaac Newton, David Hume, and all of these are important personalities associated with the age of enlightenment. Because enlightenment was not just something which happened in Great Britain or England, it was something which happened in the entire of Europe. And what were some of the results of the Enlightenment? The direct result of the Enlightenment was the French Revolution and also the American Revolution. These were direct results of the Enlightenment thinking. Along with this, there was the idea that society is a social contract between the government and the governed. Or let's say those people who have elected and those people who got elected. It's a social contract between these. This idea also came from the Enlightenment. After that, there was widespread education for children, also the founding of many universities in Europe, libraries. All of these were results of the Enlightenment. But later on, we also see counter movement against the Enlightenment, that is eventually named Romanticism. Why? Because in the Enlightenment, there is emphasis on reason, human reason. But in the Romantic era or in Romanticism in general, there is emphasis on human subjectivity or human creativity, human imagination, focus on the individual. Everything need not be governed by reason, but imagination, subjectivity. So from an exam point of view, you should know, first of all, when was the age of Enlightenment? What were the basic principles that underpin the age of Enlightenment? Who are the major personalities or scholars or philosophers associated with the Enlightenment? Then, what was the impact or the result of the Enlightenment?